Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Sorry about not being here the first hour. Family member had some minor surgery, so I was there. I really wanted to go in and watch because I used to be able to do that when I was younger. Now there's all these rules and regulations and stuff. But I was able to kind of prep for this hour. And you guys are shocked that I put any prep into it at all. But kind of troubling news. Not the Iowa caucuses. I don't know what the hell happened there. There was reports that Bernie Sanders won last night. And then they were like, no, we don't even, it was like a complete cluster. We'll talk about that a little bit later today. We'll also update you guys on the latest. Coronavirus has spread to about 20,000 people now. So we're going to update you on that. But very, very depressing news in the last 24 hours where two celebrities have revealed they have advanced cancer. Rush Limbaugh, yesterday on a show, surprised listeners, as well as the whole radio community, media community in the world, that he was diagnosed with advanced cancer. We don't know exactly what stage that is, but we're assuming advanced is stage 4 where it's spread. Apparently he was having some shortness of breath around his birthday, which is mid-month of January. And after two different institutions and diagnoses, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. Lung cancer stage 4 is pretty vicious. We'll talk about the prognosis and stuff a little bit later. But when you hear him on air discuss his diagnosis and how he still wants to work and he still plans to work and he's going to take the next couple days off, you know, whether he's a big celebrity or a big icon or your family member, you see the human in him. I know a lot of people don't like him and they criticize him and they've been very rude and absolutely vile on social media in the last 24 hours, which I think is disgusting. You know, whether Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Jimmy Carter have cancer or Rush Limbaugh has cancer, we're humans first, okay? Don't let politics dehumanize you. But you just saw the humanism. You saw the fear. You saw the sadness. And you saw the hope. And it's you need to watch that video of him discussing his diagnosis yesterday, and it's heartbreaking because he's basically living right now through what we all fear. Somebody tells you, well, you have stage 4 cancer. You have a little bitty symptoms. Something doesn't seem right, and you walk in, and they go, you know, you might not have that many more months to live unless we do something. And it just changes your whole world. So the fights you had with your spouse, the yelling at the dog for going pee-pee house, or my cat for going poo-poo piano, he ruined a whole piano, right? You know what? I'd still be ticked with that. God forbid I ever get a diagnosis. I'm going to be taking that. I'm going to be taking him with me because that was ridiculous. He ruined a grand piano. I love musical instruments. What the hell was that? But anyway, you quit sweating the little stuff. We'll keep you posted on what happens with Rush. Meanwhile, Shannon Doherty from 90210 reveals that her cancer is back. And with a vengeance, her breast cancer, which apparently was in remission in 2017, is now stage 4. And on Good Morning America, she was very teary-eyed with the diagnosis and discussion. She actually wanted to keep it private, but she's going through a lawsuit with State Farm and claims as related to the Woolsey fire that happened last year. And apparently it's in the court documents. So rather than the court documents, you know, it's showing up like that. She's like, you know what? I want to tell my fans myself in my own words. So you saw a lot of strength between these two celebrities. You see Alex Trebek, you know, fighting pancreatic cancer, Olivia Newton-John fighting breast cancer. And so the question I got multiple times in the last 24 hours is, how the hell does somebody go from cancer-free, like we saw with Olivia Newton-John and Shannon Doherty, to full-blown cancer? Well, the key to this is we never really are, quote-unquote, cancer-free. Doctors don't really use that term. People use it all the time. It's very hopeful. It's very optimistic. And sometimes optimism is exactly what you need to fight that cancer. I've seen people use the power of prayer. I mean, chemo, radiation, love, prayer, use it all. But we don't really say cancer is cancer-free if we achieve remission. We might take out the whole tumor. But little baby tumors, little baby cells may escape during, let's say, a surgical excision. We hope they die off because most cells have a lifespan, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes these cells can go stealth. There's been multiple studies on how cells can hide in other tissues of the body, which would explain why when it recurs, it's already metastasized or stage 4. Stage 4 is where the cancer metastasized as opposed to stage 1 where it's local. And then stage 2 and 3, depending on lymph nodes and the spread. But when you hear a stage 4, you could already assume it went to other parts of the body, the liver, the brain. So some of these cells find living in the lungs is a nice cushy place or, you know, the brain. Then when they do decide to reactivate from their dormant state, they're already there. Some of these cells might have been injured by the chemotherapy assault and that first wave of attack, but maybe they're stem cells, maybe they were cells of different replication stages because chemotherapy works by attacking cells in different stages. Well, if a certain chemotherapy regimen aren't continued, then that cell might, those groups of cells that didn't die might have been in a different stage of dividing and their life stage and survive. So we have a lot of various terms that we use with cancer. Like one is stable, meaning it's not, you know, growing, continuing to grow. Progression makes it sound like, okay, the cancer's progressing, but they're not they it's a term that we don't like to use where it's viciously spreading. We might say, okay, it's spreading. Depending on how frank we want to be. But in terms of remission or in terms of, no evidence of disease, there could always, unfortunately, be that possibility. Even like with estrogen-sensitive breast cancer, there's about 25% possibility that it could come back in later years. So we monitor, we pray, we hope, and we keep on it. I'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know what the hell went wrong with the Iowa caucus. We're going to give you guys the latest on that. But first, I want to talk about coronavirus. Wuhan, I think, did it. I think they built their hospital. It didn't take 6 days, but I think it took 12. Actually, I'm not sure about the first one. The second one took about 12 days. They say Wuhan is set to open its second coronavirus hospital, Li Shanshan, on Thursday after 12 days of construction. The first hospital did take about 10 days. They built it. It's Huo Shanshan, or Fire God Mountain Hospital. It received its first batch of patients, I believe, February 2nd. And I don't know how the Chinese did it, but they built a hospital that quickly. Those of you in construction and all that, I think you're shocked at how, you know, things got done. My house, yeah, to wait for the inspector. It took a week or two. Then things had to settle. Well, we can't inspect it yet because it has to sit and it has to. So I don't know. We got fed all this stuff. And I guess all those rules are out the window when we're dealing with a world health crisis. So I don't know. But my guess is the inspectors are like, fine. It's good, go. I just hope there's no earthquake or tsunami or anything like that. But they were able to build the medical center. Right now, they're at a death toll of, I believe, 427 people, not total. And over 20,000 people have been affected by this coronavirus. As you know, the city of Wuhan has about 14 million people. It's been on lockdown for nearly 2 weeks. 20,700 is now the number of global people affected. Pictures shared by the China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation on Sunday captured the dramatic changes of the landscape of Wuhan's Kadian district. Beautiful green leveled and the hospital built. 1,400 military medics were brought from the People's Liberation Army to run the new hospital, which comprises revamped shipping containers and prefabricated buildings. So that's how they did it. Rather than building from scratch and doing the 2x4s and the framing and then the insulation, they used prefabricated buildings. Well done. I mean, the official Xinhua news agency said many of the staff were involved in the fight against another coronavirus, SARS, years ago. That killed about 650 people in mainland China, about 770, I believe, total. And that hit 650 people in China and Hong Kong, killed between 2002 and 2003. So you see people in masks, kind of hazmat suits, bringing people in. And, there's been a lot of misinformation given on how serious this is, because some of the original experts say it's only kind of affecting, those who are sick, those who are, weak, and the average healthy person shouldn't worry. Well, we're hearing from a 25-year-old, Connor Reed, who is a British man who teaches English in Wuhan, China. He said he almost died. He was diagnosed with the virus 2 months ago. Now, remember, we didn't hear about this until December 31st, which is why whatever the number of cases we're hearing, expect it to be double or triple. So he told The Sun, Connor did, that he was diagnosed with the virus about 2 months ago. He said he went to the hospital after he struggled to breathe and experienced a bad cough, both of which were signs of pneumonia-like illness. No, I don't think he had Evali, but that is something that people are thinking about, is are some of these vaping illnesses actually coronavirus? Well, they're going to have to test to find out. He said, I was stunned when the doctors told me I was suffering from the virus. I thought I was going to die, but I managed to beat it. He added he was hospitalized at Zhongmeng University for 2 weeks following his diagnosis. Now, again, I thought they didn't really make this known until December 31st, so I'm a little iffy on where the timeline is with this one. But he said, I used an inhaler, which helped control the cough, and I drank a hot whiskey with honey until it ran out. It's an old-fashioned remedy, but it seems to do the trick. He claims he refused to take antibiotics he was prescribed because he didn't want to take any medicines. The British man also spoke on how the virus has impacted the cities, and Wuhan is becoming a real ghost town. There's hardly anybody in the streets, and the shops are running low of fresh fruit and vegetables. There's no medicine or masks left in the pharmacies. Local police are arresting citizens who go outside without a mask. So you can't get a mask. But if you don't have one, you get arrested. They say the authorities are really worried about how to contain this and stop it spreading. He says, I am proof coronavirus can be beaten. And he's a young guy. So pneumonia can kill anybody of any age. We don't mess around, whether it's kids, etc. True, most of these people were over 60 that have been affected or killed by the virus, but that doesn't mean they were unhealthy 60-year-olds. So until we get more information, we have to now take it with a grain of salt. And I have to as well, because as I'm getting reports of, oh, this came from bats, this came from snakes, this could have come from a lab, It's only affecting sick people, not affecting young people. No. We need to take every news story we have with a grain of salt and say, look, this is the story of the day. Doesn't necessarily mean this is the, you know, final, you know, ruling on what this does or where it's from or what causes it. So 25 countries have reported cases of coronavirus, according to Fox News. U.S. has 11 cases, 6 in California, 1 in Arizona, 1 in Washington State, 1 in Massachusetts, 2 in Illinois. Thank God no deaths have been reported thus far in the U.S., but the majority of cases still remain in China. The idea of drinking whiskey and honey, hot whiskey and honey. I remember, when I grew up, they'd give me brandy. They'd give me schnapps. When you got sick, you were given alcohol. Because the alcohol would stop the cough reflex. It would help you sleep. I honestly, there's no medicinal evidence that that's exactly what you need during a cold. In fact, you end up waking up a couple hours later. Alcohol ruins your sleep. In fact, alcohol can weaken your immune system. But a lot of people do hot toddies or, you know, something. And, you know, using alcohol used to be a very, very common remedy. Then they put codeine in cough syrups, and that worked really nicely, where you would take a teaspoon, sleep through the night, wouldn't wake up as much because of alcohol. But a lot of that is going out of favor. And now when you have a cough at night, they say to take some NyQuil or, you know, Tessalon Pearls, and a lot of people just don't find the same relief they had when they used alcohol. But I cannot tell you to drink hot whiskey. I cannot as a doctor, and I will not. But that's what he said he used. Now, if he had a viral pneumonia, and if he had a virus, it caused inflammation and fluid in the lungs, then antibiotics wouldn't have helped. Okay, they might have given him antibiotics because they were like, you have a pneumonia, we're going to play it safe. But antibiotics don't help attack viruses. So did they give him some steroids in the hospital? I'm sure they gave him something in the hospital. And they probably did breathing treatments to keep the lungs open. And they probably did whatever they could to, you know, decrease the amount of fluid buildup in the lungs. So I wouldn't be surprised if they gave him some sort of a steroid. We have to be very careful. It's a very finely choreographed dance when we use steroids and pneumonia, because steroids could worsen an infection by decreasing your immune system. But if it's the immune system that's trying to kill you by filling your lungs up with fluid, we institute the steroids. So, you know, if he was in the hospital for 2 weeks, that means he was pretty bad. And trust me, he got medicine. But again, a young guy in his 20s, 25 years old. Now, San Francisco has two patients at UCSF. San Francisco mayor says the Lunar New Year parade is going to continue to go on. This was reported as of yesterday, last night. They say multiple nurses and employees at the UCSF Parnassus campus said they received an email Monday that two patients with coronavirus were transferred to their hospital for treatment. The officials have not confirmed where in their system the patients are being treated, but they did release a statement saying the patients are being cared for in isolation at UCSF Health. So if you work there, I'm sure you know where the isolation units are. So, you know, I'm sure you'll figure it out. But they were transferred from another county in California. So we still believe the number in California is still remaining at 6. But two people were transferred there. People are concerned why California has more of the cases. Well, again, if you have, you know, large airline hubs or populations that, you know, have family back home in China, there could be obviously more of a chance of there being cases that had come prior to the traffic embargoes, and we're going to be talking about that. Luckily, again, no deaths. We're still at 6 cases in the U.S. 11 cases in the U.S. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Caucus chaos continues as the Iowa Democratic Party is holding a conference call with 2020 campaigns amid the delayed results, as we still do not know the official winner in the Iowa caucuses. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is very eager to hear those results.
I don't think there's a person in the country more impatient than I am to get that certified and have those numbers come out from the party.
President Trump is busy preparing for the State of the Union address tonight. It comes just one day before an expected acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz tells Fox News what he'd like to hear from the president.
Lay out your vision. This is what we've accomplished together, and this is what we can keep accomplishing. That's what I hope we see tonight. And I'll tell you, I think just about every Republican senator, that's what we hope we see.
USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Based on the last segment, people are very interested in what alcohol can help cure the coronavirus. Alcohol cannot cure the coronavirus, okay? This is a guy in Great Britain who was in China teaching, 25-year-old, said he drank hot whiskey and honey. He claims that's a cure the coronavirus. Just everybody slow your roll on that one. This gentleman, albeit he's young, I get that, you know, maybe has a more sturdy immune system. My guess is if he was hospitalized for a good couple weeks, he got some steroids or something else. So please quit asking me what alcohol will help you fight the coronavirus, because we are not allowed to suggest to drink alcohol. Yeah. I don't even remember what schnapps and stuff. My mom would give me schnapps. My grandmother would give me brandy. I had a good old time. I never feared getting sick when I was a kid, knock on wood, because, you know, you got the brandy and you got the, you know, you got to kind of, you know, get goodies. You could eat ice cream with your tonsils. You could watch Sesame Street all day. And it was an Electric Company and Via Allegra. I did not like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I thought that was boring. I thought he was a nice guy. I thought his sweater was pretty cool, and I thought his shoes were awfully clean. I just got bored. Captain Kangaroo I thought was boring also. I really like Sesame Street. Okay, so I just love... Okay, so Cookie Monster, Grover, and Ernie were my favorite of this. Snuffleupagus, I don't know. But Snuffleupagus was cool. But it was Cookie Monster, Ernie, and Grover. Especially when Grover was like that superhero. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Okay. Coronavirus. Uber is now involved. I don't know if you guys heard about that. This is where we are with coronavirus. Over 20,700 people worldwide are affected. Death count has, I think, hit above 411. China has worked in lightning speed to build the hospitals. It wasn't 6 days, but for the first one, they got it done in 10 days. How? They were using prefab buildings and were able to, I don't know, get through whatever inspections they had to. So 10 days for the first one. They have another hospital on track to be done by 12 days. First hospital already seen patients. They've already deployed about 1,400 hospital workers in China to be there taking care of patients. American Airlines and Delta had suspended flights to China. Now, from what we understand, American Airlines is also going to suspend flights to Hong Kong because Hong Kong has now experienced a coronavirus death. They say Apple, Hyundai, and Toyota are closing Chinese factories right now amid fears of global economic disruption. I'm going to get a little bit more on that and tell you guys more about that. We're going to talk about the economical impact, but right now I want to talk to you more about the infectious disease impact. So over 20,000 people affected, over 400 deaths. This has been reported since December 31st. However, like we saw with that kid Connor from Great Britain, 25 years old, isn't it crazy now, 25-year-old, you call a kid? 25-year-old had said he still lives in Wuhan. City's like a ghost town. He says that if you don't have a mask, you get arrested if you're walking around without a mask, but you can't get a mask anywhere. And so there's a lot of fear. He was in the hospital for at least 2 weeks. He said he's been sick for over 2 months. Again, we didn't hear about this virus till December 31st. So did he get sick before that, before they could figure out what it is? Did they finally test him? And then they kept him in the hospital? Not sure. But this virus, although originally we were told that it's affecting mostly people over 60, don't discount its possible ability to infect those younger as well. We don't think this kid had any major medical issues. And, you know, here he was, healthy-looking kid, came down with coronavirus. He said he got cured drinking hot whiskey and honey. I don't buy that. But, you know, a lot of us turned to alcohol years ago. We just don't do that anymore. We can't recommend it. One discussion that is going to come out is Evoli related to coronavirus. I say no, but it is worth thinking about. You start to have a young person who has having respiratory compromise, lungs in the, you know, some fluid in the lungs. You know, coronavirus all of a sudden came out. We had all these cases. All right. You don't really hear a lot of Evoli cases anymore. What if, you know, we did go back and test them for coronavirus? I'm not saying Evoli and coronavirus are linked, but what I'm saying is we test once we hear in the media or we're made aware by our health departments or our local agencies. And if we didn't have a test and we didn't think to test because this virus was super new, maybe a lot of the respiratory illnesses that we had earlier this year might have been viral related. Right now, we only have 11 cases in the United States. We talked about that. Six in California, one in Massachusetts, one in Chicago, one in Arizona. I think there was one other. I have to do the math. I know there's two others. I don't have it with me, okay? I know it's a coronavirus update. It's just I only have two computers, so I don't have that with me, okay? Las Vegas case, the case in Las Vegas, Nevada, ruled out. So that's good. No new cases were being heard in America, which is fine, which is fantastic. But Uber is now back on the news. Uber every week or two gets into the news. And this one is interesting. It's not Uber in America, it's Uber in Mexico. Apparently, in Mexico, there was, I believe, an Uber driver who had driven somebody who had been infected with the coronavirus. And so, because an Uber driver gave a ride to at least one person with coronavirus, Mexico City's health ministry has decided to suspend 240 accounts in Mexico of Uber. Now, there's been a lot of criticism on how U.S., Europe, multiple countries and continents are approaching this coronavirus. China's a little mad, all right? China's kind of a little ticked off that they say we kind of blew it out of proportion. I don't know how they could say we blew it out of proportion. I mean, when they're having that many deaths, that many cases, and they're arresting people for not wearing a mask. But this, we kind of forget that it's not just all about travel. I mean, you get into a car, and it had a passenger that might have traveled and been affected to an illness. Does that Uber driver disinfect the car? I mean, the car is not built like a hospital room. It's not, you know, built like, you know, with, you know, reverse, you know, filtration systems and things like that. So you do have to kind of start to think, well, what about our cabs? What about our public transportation? I'm not sure what they're doing in China. I was really impressed by them building a hospital, but I'd like to know what they're doing in terms of public transportation, in terms of taxis, in terms of schools. You know, how are they approaching that? UCSF has two patients that have been transferred up to them. They have an isolation unit. Many people, they haven't really specified where within UCSF, but my guess is wherever they have the build-out for isolation is where the patients are. But there's a lot of work and a lot of technical inner workings in an isolation unit. And, you know, we have a disease that, you know, we're trying to contain within Asia. And if it gets out and we don't have means to contain it, you have to start looking at ways where people have interactions with other people. So Uber is okay here in America, but that's what's going on in Mexico. Now, China is saying that America has not offered to do jack diddly squat. America is saying, no, we have offered to help. We want to send you health experts from the CDC. China's like, no, you have not, right, given us no concrete help. So there's a little bit of back and forth. I'm not sure who to believe. I am sure that the U.S. would love to send people down there. I'd love to go down there. I'm not worried. I'll take masks. I'll wear my hazmat suit. I would love to go down there and find out what's going on. My guess is maybe China doesn't want a bunch of other countries snooping around. Okay? I'm sure one of the first places I want to go are these, like, surrounding labs that they say. There's, like, these virology labs. I'd really like to go in there and go, hi, do you guys have, like, any files on coronavirus? Because if you do, we could use that for the vaccine. So, China and the U.S. still have a very, very not-so-friendly relationship. This really could have happened at a worse time. And, you know, in a country that doesn't really, you know, like to share its secrets. But I think they know a lot more than they're letting on. Okay, that's the latest, guys. So we'll talk about Iowa caucus next. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told, this is breaking news, that the Democrats will publish half of the Iowa caucus results by 5 p.m. We will get half of the results by 5 p.m. Not sure what that half will tell us and how that helps. Yesterday, Bernie Sanders' camp claimed victory. Elizabeth Warren is claiming that it's too close to call. Looking pretty happy. Now, Pete Buttigieg, the former South Bend mayor, has declared himself victor of the Iowa caucus. So, Amy Klobuchar thinks she did incredibly well. This is an absolute cluster. The Democratic Party officials said they're going to release a majority, well, a half, of Iowa's delayed presidential caucus results by later today. And it could still take a good week or two for any more results to come out. State Party Chairman Troy Price informed campaigns he would release at least 50% of all caucus results by 5 p.m. Eastern, but declined to answer pointed questions from frustrated campaign representatives about when the party would release the full results or how it would ensure their integrity. We will continue to work through the process. Meanwhile, Nevada has said, nah, we're not using that app. So what app was this? Well, this is interesting. The smartphone application is issued by Jimmy Hickey of Shadow Inc. I'm not exactly sure what the app is called, but some news broke out of the Des Moines Register that the smartphone application that caused this delay in reporting results yesterday is linked with key Iowa and national Democrats associated with Hillary Clinton's campaign. Whoa. Now, this is being reported by Des Moines Register. The revelation came as the Nevada Democratic Party announced Tuesday it's not going to use the same app. Originally they were, now they're saying they're not. But the app was issued by Jimmy Hickey of Shadow Inc. metadata of the program that the Des Moines Register analyzed Tuesday shows Gerard Nymira and Krista Davis, who worked for Clinton's 2016 campaign, co-founded Shadow Inc. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price worked as Clinton's 2016 Iowa political director. He did not immediately respond to requests for comment about the relationship between the party and Shadow, which apparently had paid $63,000 for website development travel expenses, according to reports filed with the Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board. Now, the Nevada party paid Shadow $50,000 for monetary expenses, filings with the Nevada Secretary of State show. The filings provided no further details. They say it is unclear whether the Iowa... I know what you're thinking. It was unclear whether the Iowa Democratic Party had chosen the app on its own or had received guidance from the national party. Shadow's website indicates close ties to the National Democratic Party. And the National Democratic Party, if it's the one that was the Hillary party fuel source, that could be problematic for somebody like Bernie Sanders. They said, quote, when a light is shining, shadows are a constant companion. We see ourselves as building a long-term side-by-side, quote, shadow of tech infrastructure to the Democratic Party and the progressive community at large. Something sounds a little shadowy to me. Security watchdogs have called on Iowa Democrats to be more transparent about the development and testing of the app prior to Monday's caucuses, but Democrats declined to name the developer or provide testing details, saying top cybersecurity experts advised against releasing too much information because it could result in the vendor being targeted. I mean, I get that. I mean, I get that there's, you know, people out there that would love to mess with the election, and being able to crack, you know, a polling app could be high on their list. So I get how they kind of want to, you know, keep things on the down low. But what the heck happened yesterday? Shadow collected $153,000 in 2019 from 7 different Democratic or advocacy campaigns, mostly for tech, software, subscription services, such as text messaging, according to the FEC. Among them were presidential campaigns of former Vice President Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, as well as the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. So, Tom Price issued a statement saying that because of a coding problem, the app reported only partial data. I'm just as confused as you all are. It's just a little weird. In one election in Nevada, there was this bad blackout. And the blackout took out most of Henderson. And then when the power came back on, results were switched. Now, it could just be that the count coincidentally happened, but people are still scratching their head with that one. So, Troy Price. Troy Price issued a statement that because of a coding problem, the app reported only partial data. We have determined that this was due to a coding issue in the reporting system. This issue was identified and fixed. The application's reported issue did not impact the ability of precinct chairs to report data accurately. Efforts to confirm the count continue today, and the party said they're going to have half of the results by later today. Now, there were numerous complaints Tuesday from the county and precinct-level Democratic chairs that the app was troublesome in the lead-up to the caucuses. And again, on caucus night, many said they attempted to report the results by phone instead of using it, but encountered long hold times and dropped calls. So, this makes everybody kind of nervous because you have, I mean, everybody says every election is bigger than the last. All these elections are big. But we have a very, very contentious election, all right? What happened with Bernie Sanders and Hillary left a lot of people sore. In fact, the rift between Bernie Sanders and Hillary probably got Trump elected. There were Democrats that would not vote for Hillary. They hated Hillary so much. They didn't vote for Trump, but they just didn't vote. And that allowed Trump to win. And so, I want to know which app, this is what happens when you rely on computers, which app is going to be responsible for the main election? And how many screw-ups people are expecting? They said the party had previously announced plans to use an app to tabulate results of caucuses, as Iowa did, this is the Nevada Democratic Party, along with a second app that would be preloaded onto tablets available for voters to use at caucus sites during 4 days of early voting. William McCurdy II said in a statement that Nevada Democrats have already developed a series of backups and redundant reporting systems that are currently evaluating the best path forward. The party did not respond to a follow-up message asking if the party had already planned to use a different app and vendor. Well, we were told this morning that they will. Now, this Iowa app was not vetted or evaluated by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Why the hell not? You know, if people are getting their own apps and their apps are designed by, you know, people of certain campaigns, that's got to stink. Now, for those of you on the right, just sit back, watch what happens. There's going to be a lot of infighting. It's going to get kind of ugly in the Democratic Party. The thing is, though, is don't get all excited when there's not a clear front runner. If there's not going to be a clear front runner, they're going to pull somebody else to come up. There's been talk that Hillary Clinton may come back. John Kerry may come back. Michelle Obama may throw herself in the ring. You know, for those of you going, okay, I think we're good. Okay, Pete Buttigieg, judge, nice guy. I don't think he can beat Trump. I don't think it's going to be him. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.